Hello, my name is Dave, and this is our fourth podcast, where we're spending time talking about our three friends, who I've called Charlie, Sam, and Alex, as a way to help you to understand how they work together, if you like, to create all of our experiences throughout each and every day. If you haven't listened to the first few podcasts, that is absolutely fine. If that is the case, perhaps you might speak with the adult in your life about that, as they could help you find it on the website so you can have a listen. So today, we're going to talk about the guitar exam. And it really doesn't matter if you don't play the guitar yourself. However, what we do speak about might be similar to another part of your life, such as going to school, starting a new school, perhaps another kind of test, meeting someone for the first time, or even seeing someone who you haven't seen for a long while. The experiences we have might be quite similar, and I'll use stories like the one that you're about to hear to help understand where our experiences are coming from. One day, Tom had an exam, which is like a test. It was a guitar exam, and it was going to be a different place to where his usual guitar lessons were. The exam was going to be later on in the day after school. Tom wasn't hungry when he woke up that morning. He didn't want any breakfast, which was strange for him as he loved food. He never misses breakfast. Not only that, he felt like he had butterflies in his tummy, a little bit like his tummy was spinning around. Mum asked, "Are you okay, Tom?" However, Tom didn't say much. When Tom asked the time of the exam, Tom's mum knew straight away why he didn't want to eat anything and why he was quiet. It was because he was a little bit worried and nervous about his exam later on that day. "Did you want to know anything else about the guitar exam, Tom?" his mum asked. Tom wanted to have an idea of how many people there were going to be and what the room size was going to be like. Even though it was too early right now to call and find out that kind of information, Tom's mum promised to find out by the time he finished school. Before leaving for school, Tom's mum spoke with him about what he fancied for his lunch, the programme that they watched together the previous night, which they both had laughed at, and also about the sunshine that was warming their kitchen up at that moment. For a few minutes, Tom felt less worried. Tom went to school and found it difficult to concentrate on the arts and crafts lesson that he usually enjoys, as well as the other lessons that he had. He enjoyed playtime and he played football, which is one of his favourite things to do. However, the butterflies continued, and he found that he needed to go to the toilet quite a lot. He started thinking about the guitar exam, and was asking himself questions, such as, how many people will be watching me do the exam? He imagined over 100 people watching him with all eyes on him, waiting for him to make a mistake. What if I get something wrong or don't pass? Will I get shouted at? He imagined the room being silent if he did something wrong. What will the place smell like where I'm going to do the exam? He imagined the smell of his school, which he didn't particularly like, and everything being wooden and cold. People will think I'm silly. I don't want to go to the exam now. When Tom had been asking himself those questions, he hadn't realised that his friend had been chatting to him about meeting up at the weekend to go for a bike ride, play computers, as well as trading Pokemon cards. "Are you okay, Tom?" his friend asked. Initially, Tom said yes. However, his friend didn't think Tom was okay. And so, being a good friend, he asked Tom, "Are you sure?" Tom explained that he was worried about his guitar exam. And although Tom's friend didn't understand about guitars too much, he realised that he also felt similar when he goes to his gymnastics lessons. Being worried, needing the toilet a lot, not wanting to get things wrong and having butterflies in his tummy. Tom cheered up a little, but was still worried. Later on, when Tom arrived at the guitar exam, he walked into the venue to find that he didn't know anyone else. Although the room was warm and comfortable, his guitar teacher was there, which Tom was so pleased about because his teacher was helpful and made him laugh. There were 5 other people taking their exam, and there were 3 adults who were called examiners. There weren't as many people as he thought there were there as there would be. Now we've talked a little bit about Tom and the guitar lesson, let's have a think about what happened and why he was feeling worried about the exam. We'll use those friends, Charlie, Alex and Sam, to help us do this. Tom woke up in the morning and noticed one of the messages that Sam had given him to think about. It said, "You have a guitar exam later on today." Sam didn't say whether it was a good thing or a scary thing. There was nothing else, it didn't mean anything. The message was almost like a reminder with no feeling attached to it. However, Tom started to think about that message, believing it to be scary and something to be worried about. Thinking about it in a scary way led Tom to ask all those questions that we mentioned earlier, and Alex, that friend who makes things seem real, made the scary feeling seem real with the butterflies in the tummy and the need to keep going to the toilet a lot. Tom had been thinking scary things about the guitar exam room during the daytime, and so Alex made the room seem wooden and cold and big, with about 100 people watching, waiting for Tom to make a mistake. It's interesting how it worked, isn't it? I wonder, and hope, that you can see what happened with Tom. Tom had never seen the room where he was going to do his exam. However, he created this room that was like a scary monster that he wanted to run away from in the way that he was thinking. And this doesn't make Tom silly, by the way. We all do things like this. Every boy, every girl, and every adult in your life does this from time to time. We're all brilliant at doing this. It's almost like creating our own movie. In creating that movie, it gives us our experiences, good and not so good. However, if we know we're doing it, this is so good to know, because we can then ask ourselves, why are we scared about something? Why do we have those butterflies? Even though in Tom's story, the room ended up being warm and comfortable, does it really matter if the room had been wooden and cold with 100 people watching us? Asking ourselves in certain moments will allow us to feel butterflies less, perhaps, and our other friend Charlie will help to guide us by allowing us to see whether it really is something to be worried about at that time. I hope this podcast has been interesting for you, and if you have any other ideas for what you'd like me to talk about in other podcasts, please let the adult know who suggested you listen to this, and I'll do my very best to talk about it. We'll talk more about Charlie, Sam and Alex next time. Bye for now, and hopefully speak again soon.